Well, Charlie, don't you think I ought to try to get my program passed?
Yes, you do. But I don't think
you're in my place, if you're in my place and you had a house that meets on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
You're not going to do it the week after the 4th of July. And ahead of our convention. I don't think you are. And I was about to call you, Mr. President.
Well, do it between now and the 4th of July. Get these things passed. You oughtn't hold up my poverty bill. That's a good bill. There's no reason why you ought to keep a majority from beating it. You can beat it. Go on, beat it. But you oughtn't hold it up. You ought to give me a fair shake and give me a chance to vote on it. I've got it in my budget. I cut my budget $1 billion under last year.
Wait, let me talk to you just a minute. You want the civil rights bill through. You want the tax bill through. And I helped you do it. And God damn it, did I help you in civil rights?
Yeah, you sure did. You helped Kennedy. You agreed with him.
Kennedy and helped you.
That's right.
Now wait just a minute, my friend.
Then you helped yourself. Of course, you all want civil rights as much as we do. I believe it's a nonpartisan bill. I don't think it's a Johnson bill.
No, you're going to get all the political advantage. We aren't
going to get a goddamn bill.
Wait just a minute. Now, we got a lot of things in that bill. But I don't know what the hell the Senate put in there. Maybe we ought to kind of take a little look at it.
Well, maybe you ought to. I'm not saying that you ought
to. Now, wait a minute, Mr. President. I'm just looking at it hard boiled. And once in a while, I can get hard for it.
Well, you wouldn't want to go to your convention without a civil rights bill, would you?
You know, as a matter of fact, if you scratch me very deep, Mr. President...
I wouldn't scratch you at all, because I want to pet you.
Wait just a minute. If I had my way, I'd let you folks be fussing with that goddamn thing before your convention instead of ours. But I'm perfectly willing to give you the right to sign that thing on July 4. Now, I think you're taking advantage of a Independence Day thing that ain't right. But that's not for me to say.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You want to sign this...
I haven't heard anything about that. I haven't said...
On July 4, papers have been full of it.
I haven't said a word about it. Nobody's asked me anything about it.
And I'll tell you something. If you sign it that day, I ain't going to be there, because I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going. Mr. President, I wish you what you do. And God knows I've... Look, you got a tax bill, you got a civil rights bill, you got a hell of a lot of other things coming along. Don't press us too goddamn. I'll do just about anything I can for you.
Well, go on and report my poverty bill. Quit holding it up in that damn room.
Wait just a minute. We'll get that.
They've had that all debated. They've debated it. They delayed it.
If you try to shove that...
I'm not trying to shove. Hell, I've been trying for 6 months to even get a vote on it.
Yeah,
they held it up over there. I never saw such a spectacle. Every man, they were bitter and mean and vicious and in the Labor Committee. And then they got it over there, and now they're up testifying and rude.
Now, let's just go back over a little bit. You've got a great important thing called the Civil Rights Bill with a hell of a lot of far-reaching amendments. I'm sorry I'm pulling you up this much, but I'm just going to do it. A hell of a lot of amendments. You want me to buy those without any chance in the House to look them over. Well, Mr. President, I guess maybe I'll do it. But, Jesus Christ, don't push me too far. Give me a little chance.
I haven't pushed you at all, my friend. I haven't even discussed it with you.
No, Adam, I want to pass the Civil Rights Bill. And let me tell you what I want to do. I want to pass, I'm going to help you do it. The Civil Rights Bill as it passed the Senate. Understand?
You give me a rule on my poverty bill, let me vote on that chart.
Don't wait just a minute. I'll give you a rule in due time, but don't press
me. I'm not pressing you anymore than you're pressing me, my friend. I'm just making a statement. Please, I'm telling you about things I'm interested in, and you want to, be helpful.
All right, in due time, I'll give you a... But if you keep me here... I got a deal, Mom.
Well, my dear Charlie, I don't want to sure enough try to get it acted on in the Senate, and they don't want to go into working on the bill in the hearings until we act on it in the House. And you could do that. You could let me have that rule tomorrow if you wanted to.
Just that I... Look, you're an old Senate hand.
Yeah. An old House hand, too.
Wait a minute. And you're a House.
Old Halleck man.
All right. And you're a Halleck man, and I'm a Johnson.
Well, give me a little rule up there in the morning.
I'm glad you call me. Because, my friend, I just wish I was right there with you.
Well, we'll get together this week. We'll get together this week.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'll call you this week.
Guys, wait a minute. Us guys in the House have carried the heart for you.
Well, you call them up and tell them to give me a rule on that poverty bill so I can get it. I've got it over in the Senate, you see.
Now, wait just a minute. I ain't going to give you any rule in the goddamn poverty bill until I know what the hell we're doing.
Well, what can I tell you? How can I tell you what we're doing? I'll tell you anything I know. I'll call you any day this week that you're free, and we'll sit down and talk together.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.